The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Programs in the history of the medium.
Yeah.
This is the Good Day program. I'm Stefan.
You met us.
I did meet us.
Oh, good. Yeah, us.
This is the Good Day. I'm here with my friends, Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen. It's 23 degrees. It looks like a Christmas morning here on my new farm. I should probably take a picture and post it. We did not plow the driveway because... I was by myself yesterday, and I didn't have to get anywhere. It's not like the old days on the farm. Everybody was around. There's nobody here but me.
Wow.
But there's an interesting picture. If you can graphically get it, I have the backhoe parked in the backyard.
Well, of course, you've already junked up the yard.
And no, we were using it to fix the stone wall.
Oh, okay.
The other day, but thank you very much for suggesting that.
Well, I just know how you are.
Looking here.
It would be everywhere.
At 23 degrees. No, I was told that I couldn't junk this place up.
Good for her. Yeah. Go, Meredith.
Anyway, so the idea, though, that the weather on April the 4th is, or April the 5th, actually, the snowstorm yesterday. Beautiful sunshine, but it does feel like the middle of winter here, even though we are, 3 weeks into springtime. These things can happen, but the good thing is it'll be gone in a couple of days. But there are a lot of people, millions of people, who are under winter weather advisories.
It's cold.
Winter storm Ursula settled in yesterday over the Northeast. A couple of people died here in Massachusetts. Spring snow. National Weather System says that the winter sort of weather will continue for a couple of days here. The skies are clear. Temperatures cold, but the wind chill factor will feel like 9 below here. There was 9 inches of snow in Michigan yesterday. Let's see, northern Massachusetts. Actually, on the Cape. Along the coast of Connecticut, Rhode Island, 6, 7, 8 inches there. There was a car that was parked and a tree fell on top of it in Abington, which is a southwestern suburb of Boston. So these people, just two brothers in the car, and the tree came on them. End of the story for them. 370,000 customers in Wisconsin. And also all the way across into Maine without any power today. Significant power failures in Pennsylvania, too. 82,000 customers in the dark at the beginning of the day. So the weather was nobody's friend yesterday. How is it where you are? How's the weather looking at the state of things in Wisconsin, where the primary is today, understanding that a lot of people are trying to get this done? Matter of fact, what I find interesting about the Wisconsin primary is how many people were in the lines yesterday at the DMV. This is one of the most interesting parts, never mind about Cruz and Trump and all of that stuff. Both parties, by the way, are going into the nomination place today. There's a lot of momentum for Hillary Clinton, and then there's a lot of momentum for Bernie Sanders. They all have. I think all Cruz got momentum, Trump's got momentum. And Trump's trying to repair his image with women. His wife, Melania, is on the stump. And Victoria, I think you were following what she was saying, her Trump stump speech. When you attack him, he will punch back 10 times harder. No matter who you are, man or woman, he treats everybody equally. Is she speaking from experience? Somebody's going to ask.
Yeah.
I hope she's not speaking from experience.
So how does she, what does she do for you? What does Melania do for you? I would ask either of you.
Well, I can say from personal experience, I have interviewed her, and She's very sweet, and I think she is extremely calculated in everything that she says and does and the way that she presents
calculated,
herself.
Calculated, like rehearsed, you mean? Does she sound rehearsed?
Yes. Yeah. Just when I interviewed her, she was launching a line of jewelry for QVC, and it was everything was talking points.
But she can make her own money.
Yeah. I don't know how well it went.
How is the jewelry? Would you wear it?
No.
Even if it wasn't her. I mean, let's say you...
Oh, no, I had nothing against her. I actually thought she was very pleasant and very sweet. It just... it was just not...
But politically, you're not where her husband is. So that that influences people sometimes as to what they buy. If somebody
has tacky jewelry.
Well, is it really, or is it something that is attractive? And if you didn't know that she made it or was responsible for it, would you be attracted to it? Would you buy it?
Let's put it this way. If I didn't know who was behind it, I would guess that someone who looks like Melania would have designed it.
What does that mean?
And I'll leave that up to interpretation. I found it to be a little gaudy. It was a little over the top. It was kind of everything Trump is. It's sort of the Trump brand. Everything's gold leaf everywhere.
Really? Huh. All right.
New Yorkers didn't like it. He ruined the plaza back in the 80s when he and Ivana bought it, and everything just turned into gold leaf.
Oh, you say ruin it. That's a matter. That's subjective.
No, I know. I mean, a lot of New Yorkers who like the classic decor of the plaza.
Yeah.
It looked very Euro. Yeah,
it was changed. What did you say, Richie?
Well, I mean, you can tell one of his buildings when you pull up on it.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. There's no question about that.
There's an aesthetic that seems to spread throughout the whole family.
Mm-hmm. All right. So back to Wisconsin. Here's somebody that Richie and I used to work with, Griff Jenkins, who actually was connected to Ollie North. He's quite a good guy. I haven't heard from him for quite a while.
He's a great guy. I saw him a few weeks ago.
He's working in Wisconsin, and he has a conversation here with a couple of locals as to who they are supporting in the primary today there.
Why burning? College, man. Come on. We're spending money on wars and oil subsidies. We got to educate. Knowledge is power, people. Who are you supporting for president?
Bernie Sanders. I like his vision for the country. I think that we're a Wall Street-driven economy that's failing.
Who are you supporting and why?
I'm voting for Bernie Sanders. He never voted for a free trade agreement. NAFTA has ruined this country.
Why are you supporting Donald Trump?
Because he's going to make America great again. Yeah!
Oh, God.
And the more he's attacked, the more people protest over there, does it make you support him even more?
Oh, you betcha.
What about you? Why Trump?
Because I think something big, something major needs to change.
I just think he's an honest man. I think he means what he says.
All right. There's a good, well-rounded way. I love it when we get sound from everybody from every corner. There is something to like about all of these candidates and something not to like about all the candidates. You can find that. Or you can say that about me, about Richie, about Victoria. There's something to like. There's something not to like. It just depends on your preference. And so the presidential preference polling, which is done in the names of the primaries, continues. So it'll be interesting. Both parties have primaries in New York next Tuesday, by the way. Democrats have a caucus in Wyoming on Saturday. And then the Tuesday after that, which is the 26th, there are primaries in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Let me just anecdotally go back to what one of the fellows said there about Wall Street. And there are plenty of bad people who've done bad things on Wall Street. But that doesn't mean that the concept, and I go back to this because with the Panama Papers, all the people who were talking about, a lot of people that are talking about it. Here's a comment from somebody named Ralph that is in Cocoa Beach. He wrote on our Facebook page, this is all just the beginning. It takes a while to go through over a million papers. And for all of you who think this will blow over, I hope you're wrong. This is so much more than just tax evasion. Money was funneled to illegal arms sales, terrorism, secret wars, human trafficking, government corruption, drugs, death squads, and any sleazy, inhuman, and illegal activity that you can make money from. That guy has got it. He understands what this is about. This is not about the rich people and how they hide their money. This is about people funding terrorism. This is about people funding wars. I said this before, Richie, but I want to say it again so that people hear me say it. The three biggest culprits in here, were sworn enemies, or it would seem that they were. The president of the Ukraine has a bank account in a bank controlled by Vladimir Putin. Now, you can't tell me that those guys, oh, I didn't know Vladimir Putin ran, controlled the bank. Here's a guy that is supposedly enemy. They started a war with each other, for God's sakes, or with their countries. And who benefited? The two of them benefited from it. That's, and the same thing is true with al-Assad in Syria and the connection that he has to Putin and why Putin went down there to bomb the hell out of everything and create this mayhem using all of these weapons, because the military-industrial complex, look at all of the people that are benefiting from this, and it goes back to one single thread, and that's war. That's what this is. So that's really what you're buying when you buy into the Panama Papers. I find this to be just extraordinary how naive people are. Barbara writes on Twitter, I heard on Rachel Maddow that more names will be coming out from this country this time, and no doubt Trump will be on the list. Come on. He's, what,
I wouldn't say that. I mean,
from Rachel Maddow, but that's the kind of stuff people in their room.
I don't think they
dig on this. You're going to find somebody that we know.
Yeah, some American.
Right, but I don't think it's going to be Trump.
No, I don't.
I mean, as much as I don't really
might be
love
the Bushes.
Him,
the Bushes are more likely to be on it than Trump's likely to be on it, frankly.
Yeah.
Abby says, this isn't news and nothing will really ever be done to anybody. Rhonda writes, why is it wrongdoing when rich people do it, but crime for everybody else? Well, what are we doing? I mean, that's the question is not necessarily about, there's nothing illegal about anything these people have done. Unless the wealth that they have, unless the money that went into these accounts was ill-gotten, like the circumstance that seems to be with the president or the prime minister of Iceland, or some of these other people who have the dictators in Africa who have stolen all the money. There's crime there. But putting this money in these offshore accounts basically underscores one of the reasons that so many companies are leaving America, because the taxation here is wacky, and in some of these other countries, it's the same thing. Some of the people are doing that reason. Others are just crooks, like the guy in Iceland is a crook.
By the way, Putin is smart enough not to have his name on anything.
Yeah.
But all of his closest associates a Russian bank are involved. So his name doesn't show up anywhere in these papers.
Everybody else is going to get in the neck, but not him.
Is that like the equivalent of paying someone to take a test for you?
Right.
It's kind of like the same idea.
Yeah, right. Or the urine sample for a drug test.
Right, yeah, right. That's even worse. Yep.
Right, yeah. 19 after on good day.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Musical quiz time today, 23 after the hour. Doug with Victoria and Richie and Gwen Stefani, who was on GMA yesterday, Good Morning America, talking about her divorce. And what else, Victoria? What's the Gucci goo here?
Well, she's being very honest. Her album has gone to number one, and she has called it her most personal work so far. It's all about her painful split, finding out her husband of many, many years was cheating on her with the nanny, who looked like a watered-down version of Gwen, which is always bizarre to me. But
she didn't look like Arnold Schwarzenegger's nanny?
No. No. She said that on Good Morning America, she said that the whole ordeal is still very painful, and she said, I'm still looking at the pieces going, what is happening? There's so many great things, but it's still super hard to have your family break up. Mm-hmm. So she said she just wanted to channel all of the emotions into her new album, and it worked out for her.
How long?
Really well.
After her split from her husband, who was a no-good, dirty so-and-so, did she find love with Blake Shelton? What was the period of time?
When she first appeared as a judge on The Voice, she was still married to Gavin and actually had Gavin on the show with her as an advisor for her team. But people started picking up on a chemistry between Gwen and Blake Shelton, and there was a lot of flirting, and it just sort of seemed to keep going, and she giggled at everything he said. I mean, he's a handsome guy, so it's not hard. And then as soon as they split, in a recent interview in InStyle magazine, she said that she found out Blake had been going through the exact same thing. Direct quote. Now, that implies Miranda Lambert had been cheating on Blake all along, even though the tabloids had said Blake was the cheater. So it seemed like they bonded over that common experience, and it's blossomed from there, and they're an unlikely couple.
How long can that last?
That's true.
You
wonder.
That come Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
When you're rebounding that hard,
both
how
rebounding.
Long can that? Yeah.
Yeah. That's a train wreck waiting to happen, man. Unfortunately.
Because I kind of like them together. I like her and I like him.
Yeah.
I like the unlikelihood of them.
You know what I really like about her? I mean, she's 40 couple years old. 46 years old.
Yeah.
And she has always been on top of her game. No matter whether it's...
What group was she a part of?
No doubt.
And okay. She has always been on, whether it's singing, whether it's acting, whether it's cosmetics, whether it's fashion, whether it's being on The Voice. I mean, she's always there. She's always reinventing herself.
So one would wonder whether which one came first. Was it their flirting and their, she says her husband was cheating, he says his wife was cheating, and then you say, okay, well, there's all their flirting. Was that cheating with each other as well? But boy, did they all know that it was their relationship, they were going south, and it didn't make any difference.
That's a great question. Yeah, we don't know.
What's the flack she's gotten for her April Fool's joke?
Well, she posted a picture of a sonogram on her Instagram page, and then just in the caption wrote, "It's a girl, love G. And everybody went nuts over it and got really excited that she and Blake were going to have a baby. But she is 46, so I don't know what the likelihood of her having a fourth child at 46 is. She has a one-year-old. But, and then I guess when it turned out it wasn't true, Blake thought it was really funny. He defended her online on Twitter. But I guess some people didn't have a sense of humor about it.
She has a one-year-old with Gavin?
Yeah.
And how long
has
she been
cheating on her? She was 7 months pregnant when the nanny thing started happening, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Or she found out about it.
Well, the housekeeper caught the nanny and Gavin together and ratted the nanny out to Gwen. That's how she found out.
The housekeeper and the nanny.
The housekeeper
ratted out the
housekeeper.
So, you know, this sounds like an episode of Downton Abbey, where one of the people working as a...
You're exactly right, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's really...
that's true.
Good God. Yep. All right, anyway, part of what makes the world go round, it would seem. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. According to a recent study, over 62% of dogs over the age of 10 will experience at least some type of symptoms, which could include cognitive dysfunction. Now, some of the signs you need to look for are confusion or disorientation. The dog may get lost in his own backyard, get trapped in corners, or even behind furniture. Pacing and being awake all night, or a change in sleeping patterns. Loss of house training abilities. A previously house trained dog may not remember and may urinate or defecate where he normally would never. Decreased activity level, decreased attentiveness or staring into space, as well as not recognizing friends or even family members. But the good news, there's a lot of research that's been done with cognitive dysfunction. Have a conversation with your veterinarian. There are natural as well as medicines on the market that you can use that may bring that memory back at least a little bit. So if your dog does suffer with cognitive dysfunction, have a conversation with your vet. It can make all the difference. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sun.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you can save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Buy in. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Traveling down the highway of life. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends and neighbors. I guess we were audio neighbors. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden, 888-302-3684. Or email to Doug or Rich. Do we have... We don't have Victoria yet at DougSteffen.com.
Not yet, no.
Figure that out. See how we can do that.
I believe we do, actually.
Oh, do we really? Okay, good.
Bob the K hooked it up.
Bob the K. You can always count on him.
Let's test it.
He's the man that fixes everything. All right, so the excitement I'm hearing from my colleagues here about the NCAA tournament and Villanova scoring these buzzer-beating three-pointers. Apparently there were two of them. Chris Jenkins sank the winning shot. Time expired, so the ball had to be out of his hands as the buzzer went off, right?
They after he hit it, it's more than that, because with 13 seconds left, UNC had made a 10-point comeback over the last 5 minutes. They were down 10 points with 5 minutes to go. So they come back, and with 13 seconds left, Page throws up a three-pointer, kind of double pumps it, and nobody thought it would go in, and it goes in. They tie it up with 13 seconds left. Place goes crazy. Camera goes to Michael Jordan. He's going crazy because that's where he went to school. Mm-hmm. And everybody's thinking, there's 4.7 seconds left now. All North Carolina has to do is play defense. And then Villanova inbounds it, and here's what happens.
3 seconds at midcourt.
Well, Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
Yeah! Hey!
Villanova, phenomenal! The national champions with Jenkins hitting the winner at the buzzer.
So his brother plays for the Tar Heels?
His adopted brother. He was apparently had a rough family upbringing.
Jenkins.
And his mother asked their friends to let him live with them. And then they officially adopted him a few years later.
Yeah. Nate Britt, his brother, or Chris Jenkins? Who lived that way?
Chris Jenkins.
Jenkins did. Okay.
Yeah. He went to live with Britt.
All right, got it. Okay.
But they are calling this the historic classic, the wildest end to an NCAA finals ever.
Well, wasn't it? It seemed that people were bored by it at some point during the season.
Well, the final
hasn't
four
that
games,
been there?
No, this whole March Madness was really good. I mean, there was a lot of games, a lot of upsets. It was really good. But the actual Final Four this past weekend, it was horrible. The two blowouts, and it was boring. So to have this kind of final
finish.
Cap it off was unbelievable. You never see 2 3-point shots to end the game with, you know, 4 seconds, 5 seconds left. It's just amazing.
Tonight, Syracuse is going to try for its own upset. It's going up against Connecticut tonight, right, for the women's national.
Yeah, good luck. UConn owns women's basketball.
Good luck.
If Syracuse even is competitive, it will be something.
Surprise.
Yeah.
All right. So yesterday's poll for last night's game asked you who you wanted to win. Let's see here. How did this shake out? 28% said Villanova. 25% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said the Tar Heels. 22% said, I hope it's a good game. 14% said, I hope it's over. 11% said, I'm more interested in baseball. Okay, good for you. So here are some of the comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day on the Tournament Bill says, wow, they actually did it. Go Nova! Awesome team effort from a superiorly coached team. You agree with that, Rich?
Yes.
They were superior.
They were very well coached.
Yeah. Tim says,
well,
I was
hey, listen, Roy Williams, North Carolina, the guy's legendary, so. You know, it was just Villanova's night.
Tonight was a win for college basketball in America.
It was.
Says Tim, great game. The sport survived the potential problem of having university ridden with scandals win the championship. UNC now gets to sit back and watch the sanctions roll in.
You know why I say it was a good night for college basketball? Because I could care less who won. I had no, you know, none of these teams I have any interest in. But, man, let me tell you something. That last couple of minutes of that game was riveting and
all right.
Entertaining.
So what was, let's tell everybody who may not know, the unwashed, about the Tar Heels and what a problem they have. Is it a recruiting problem?
Yeah.
What's their problem?
Yeah, they had some recruiting problems, and they had to pay some penalties for it.
For the basketball team or just in general?
No, for the basketball team. Yeah.
Now, what did they do wrong?
Well, if they had
to pay penalties, I'm assuming they did something wrong.
Yeah, no, it was money. I can't remember specifically. But
money
was,
going to the players or potential players.
Yeah,
well, that's
right.
This is
right.
All corrupt. And there's so much money involved in this. The Las Vegas bet makers and odds makers making tons of money. The advertising. There are a lot of people. I remember last year we had a whole long discussion about whether these people should be professional athletes. And why do they have this? Because they make money. The teams do. The schools do. The advertisers do. The networks do. So why not just pay these guys? And then when you pay them, they become professional basketball players. So then you wouldn't have an NCAA tournament. It's a sick kind of weird feeling to this. It's not these kids are going to school to play basketball, not going to school to win. You know, I understand it's good for school spirit to have good teams and all of that stuff. But hello. The last time I checked, the reason I went to school was to learn something. I remember my father telling me he went to Millikan University in Decatur. He was recruited by the coach. He and three of his buddies from East Boston, South Boston, went out to Illinois to play because they didn't have any good players out there. And they were recruited to play football. They weren't supposed to go to school. They were supposed to go to class. They went to play football. And that was what they did. They didn't go to class. They didn't do anything except play football. So whether you say, oh, no, that's not the way it is now, bunk 'em. When you see the focus and again,
it's like it was academic fraud.
Yeah, well, same.
Oh,
academic fraud for the basketball players.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were giving them grades so they could keep playing. Hello, ding, ding, ding.
Right.
Catherine writes at Twitter, it was such an exciting game. Tom writes, not a fan of either school, but so happy Villanova didn't blow the lead then lose. A valiant comeback by Carolina. No goats and lots of heroes in this well-played and entertaining game. Congratulations to both teams. So well thought out. Nicely done.
Yeah, the shot that
our listeners took.
The shot that the guy that North Carolina made with 5 seconds left. It would have gone down as one of the most amazing shots in basketball history, college basketball history. And then, boom, just like that, it was gone.
Really? Well, listen, it's
exciting. It's fun.
I just, there's so much emphasis on this sort of thing, and it's cool.
You know what? I'm going to send you a clip of the last 15 seconds of this game, and you will watch it, and you will go, wow, that's pretty cool.
Mm. All right. In New Hampshire, a woman looted $5,000 from a GoFundMe account. She created the account for a girl's funeral, and then she stole the money. Crystal Gently, 26.
What a shock.
Has made the account. The account was set up after a friend of hers died, raised $5,000 for funeral expenses. Police say when the friend's family asked for the money, the girl said, oh, I don't have it anymore. So now she's... it takes your breath away when I see things like this.
This has to happen all the time.
That's what I was just thinking, actually, Rich. I didn't want to say it quite that way.
How does this not happen all the time?
When people create these things, they rip off people. I like GoFundMe, but then you get down to what happens to the money? Who actually monitors the money?
I often ask that about Kickstarter campaigns that I've supported.
The whole
It's the same thing.
The people who fund these campaigns receive what they are promised for, you know. So, okay, I give $50 for Doug Steffen's farm, and I receive a shirt that says Moo and some ice cream.
And a picture of me.
Right, and a picture of you.
And a bag of methane.
And then it all pays off, and then you are actually able to see the results. Okay, Doug's farm has a new tractor. Yay, we all win.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would think that a lot of these things go bad, and that people actually see, hey, wait a minute, I didn't get what I was promised, and you didn't do what you promised. But you don't seem to hear about it that often.
No.
But it's got to
wonder who's monitoring it.
I do think Kickstarter actually has done a very good job about making sure that if an artist wants to put out an album, which I've supported a lot of independent artists, then you do get the T-shirt and the original, the first cut of the CD.
The movies that are done, there are products that are in there. Indiegogo is better than Kickstarter, I think, anyway.
I agree. I like Indiegogo.
They're a little more ethical, if that's the way you want to look at it. 43 past the hour on Good Day, our television report next here on Good Day.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Spring has sprung, and so have a new crop of products to help prepare us for the season of renewal. From now through April 23rd, Office Depot and Office Max stores are helping to reduce identity theft by providing up to 5 pounds of free bulk bin shredding. Shredding sensitive documents at home is also made convenient with Office Depot's exclusive Ativa line of shredders. Kingston's Mobilite Wireless G3 charges tablets faster and smartphones twice. Also get wireless access to files on USB drives or SD cards. The Pro model adds 64 gigabytes of built-in storage so you can free up space and back up and transfer files directly to a new phone or tablet. Preen Mulch Plus is the only mulch with added preen weed preventers already mixed in and is guaranteed to stop weeds for 6 months before they grow. Plus, it's fully effective with only 2 inches of coverage, available at Lowe's in three non-fade colors, brown, black, or russet red. Briggs & Stratton's newest mower engine is 60% quieter than comparable models and never needs oil changes. This results in something we all want, reduced noise levels and easier maintenance. Find this engine on select mowers at Sears, Walmart, and Lowe's. Gas Off by Briggs & Stratton is a non-toxic plant-based solution that eliminates gas and diesel odor and residue, not just masks it. It's safe on all surfaces, including skin, and is available in single wipes, a canister, a spray bottle, and a flat pack. With new products for spring, I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Morning, 6 minutes after the hour on the Good Day program. Television report. Let's see, I got a couple of stories. And Victoria's got some connection to Caitlyn Jenner. TV content rating system fails to protect children from adult fare and must be overhauled, says Watchdog Group.
They just overhauled it.
The parents, this is that phony, the guy from Parents Television. What is his name?
Yeah.
The redheaded. The guy, he's a big phony. Bruce or Bob or Bill or... I remember him. Don't you remember him?
Yeah.
What a big gas bag he is. We used to talk to him all the time. Oh, man.
Hello.
Anyway, what they really should be talking about is how bad the rating system, not TV ratings that they put on the side, what they're good for, but how the ratings system on radio and television is completely, it's flawed is nice. That's a nice way of putting it. It's conspiratorial. The rating is just horrible, frankly. What you're really getting isn't what's true, but nobody really understands all of that stuff. But the samples they take are corrupted. It's just, hey, man. One of those, is that too much inside, or is that...
No, I think that people, especially with a lot of shows that that I watch, I never watch live. It's all DVR'd. Mm-hmm. And now they've had to start taking into account DVR ratings, which, mm-hmm. you know, there's a show on Fox called Scream Queens that has basically been renewed just based on the DVR numbers, yeah. because the live ratings were almost nothing.
Well,
but
Nielsen,
it's a hugely popular show.
Runs the rating system for both television and radio, and is so corrupt in radio, we have now what are called FM translators that are low-power FMs in many of the cities that are carrying, I think we have 50 of them, Richie, or more maybe now, that are carrying this program, that they won't rate because they don't have regular call letters assigned to them. They have weird numbers like W3456X or something. That's what they call a transmitter. And so Nielsen won't rate them. And
so now you're getting into the weeds.
I am getting into the weeds, but okay. So.
But essentially, in layman's terms, that means like 50 stations aren't reporting how awesome you are.
Right, thank you. All right. The Real Housewives of Orange County, the stars of the show were hurt in an ATV crash in California, according to the TMZ story, Tamara Barney and Vicky Gunvalson, Real Housewives of Orange County. They were filming scenes for the television show, and the ATV flipped over.
Those are two that they could probably lose as far as cast members go.
All right, speaking of that, you had a story on Caitlyn Jenner joining the cast of Transparent.
Amazon, as everyone knows, Amazon and Netflix and Hulu have been doing a lot of really great original programming, and Amazon has a hit series called Transparent, and now Caitlyn Jenner will be joining the cast. I don't know if either one of you have seen Caitlyn Jenner's show on the E! Channel, I Am Kate.
No.
There's actually a lot of value to it, and I went into it sort of skeptically.
Help us understand that, please.
Caitlin is, she's currently on, in this season, she's on a cross-country road trip with a group of trans women that she's become friends with. And there's a lot of education that's happening, and I think it's a great thing, especially for such
a
young
girl. I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at Richie laughing at it. That's really what I'm laughing at.
Richie, I would want to film a reality show of you on that bus with the transgender women.
That would be great TV. Mm-hmm.
That would be good TV.
So is she going to be an actress on the show, or is she going to just play herself in Transparent?
They are keeping that part of it pretty close to the vest, so they're not saying if she's going to be making cameos or if she's actually going to take on a character. But it'll be interesting to see where it goes.
I haven't seen any of these yet. I tend to watch the same old sort of traditional fare on
Doug's watching 10-year-old episodes of 24.
No. Well, we know he likes Soul Train. We found that out earlier.
Soul Train was so awesome.
Soul Train.
BET, Black Entertainment Television, is going to revive it. That's a cool show, man. They know how to drive, and they know how to dance. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
After the hour on the Good Day program, time for our weekly visit from Amy Newmark, who is the author and the creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Lots of great material in these books from Find Your Happiness. We're going to figure out what to do with your life. In just a few minutes. Folks, your life will be complete in just a moment. Don't go away. This is Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, coming up at 55 past the hour, joining us now is Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series, How to Figure Out What You Really Want to Do with Your Life. How, if you wrote this as the person with the expertise, how did Amy Newmark find out what to do with the rest of her life?
Oh, boy, that's a good one. Hey, you know what they say? They say that you should just do whatever you loved doing when you were 10 years old. And after a lot of time on Wall Street, I guess I did that because when I was 10, I used to love to read and I used to love to take hikes in the woods, and that's exactly what I do now at Chicken Soup for the Soul. When I'm not reading, writing, editing, I'm taking walks in the woods. But I'll tell you another way, and we get stories about this all the time, and I actually did a podcast on this last month, and it was one of our most popular Chicken Soup for the Soul podcasts. Say to yourself, what would I do if I won the lottery?
That's
your answer. Mm-hmm. Whatever you would do if you won the lottery is your answer.
You know, I'm just thinking about this.
That's
as
great.
You bring us back. When I was 10 years old, I was working as a kid on the farm, and I was walking around the house with a folded up Time magazine, talking into it like it was a microphone. So look what I've done with my life. I've been on the air for 50 some odd years, and I still have a farm. So maybe that's who it is. Keep your mind focused on it. If, in fact, you have the ability to do that, sometimes you get distracted. I think that's your point here, in a manner of speaking, Amy. You get diverted because of what you're supposed to do. I remember that, too. I went to work for my father and a couple of other businesses, but the thread was always there. And that sounds like what your recipe is here for being true. And if you do something, the money always comes, I think. Don't you find that to be the case?
For me, it has. I mean, it's not Wall Street, but I don't need Wall Street anymore. I don't need that stress. I much prefer what I'm doing now. And what I'm doing now is so meaningful because I'm actually helping people with stories, like stories that help them figure out what they want to do with their lives.
Mm-hmm. What sort of stories have you talked to people? I mean, that's a lot of times with the content of the Chicken Soup of the Soul books. You've talked to people and you've gotten not only from your perspective, but their perspective, how they've done this.
Yeah, we have a great story from Jennifer Sullivan, and she hated her job. She worked in finance, too, and she hated it, and she was whining to her brother one day, and he's the one who said to her, what would you do if you won the lottery? And it just stopped her in her tracks, and she said, oh, my gosh, I would move to Italy. And he said, well, then do it. And she did it, and that's the story she gave to us. And I think it's such a great idea. When I was doing the research for my thesis in college in Brazil, I was meeting all these people, and the way I got them to talk to me was I would ask them, what would you do if you won the lottery? And everything would come out. All their hopes and dreams would come pouring out of them when I asked that question. So I actually was using the same question back when I was 20 years old in college.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Victoria, what would you do if you won the lottery?
I love this question. I never thought about it, honestly. The first instinct was I would start an animal sanctuary. That's just the first thing that comes out. I love rescue dogs. I work with a lot of organizations that rescue animals, and that would definitely be a John Stewart giant animal sanctuary.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's the kind of question and answer, Amy, you got when you were putting the book together, and that's what the book is full of, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's all about different ways that you can find your happiness, and everybody is bound to find a story that will give them the right recipe for finding their own happiness.
All right, Amy, good job. Amy is the publisher of 125 of these books, the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. You can find her podcast and the audio highlights at DougStefan.com, or you can search Chicken Soup for the Soul wherever you get your podcasts, like iTunes or TuneIn Radio, et cetera, et cetera. Amy, thanks for being here. Amy Newmark here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.